decisions. A drought year like we've seen this past year offers a few teaching moments. AgriGold District Sales Manager Connor Renitz, who's based at Horace, North Dakota, says the type of fertilizer used was a determining factor for some crops.
I think some of this dry fertilizer didn't get fully, didn't have enough rain to get it going, and that's where we're seeing some issues with differences between I've seen anhydrous versus urea. So it's stuff like that with not having enough rain to get it going. There's a few fields, there's a farm that had some anhydrous spread in the fall and then also spread some urea in the spring, and it seemed like the anhydrous fields were doing a lot better this year, and in normal years you don't see much of a difference.
The cost of fertilizer is high, but Renitz does not think it will have a major influence on acreage decisions.
It's making them think a little bit. Corn prices are still pretty good right now. The problem with changing it over to soybeans, soybean yields are pretty stagnant where they are. Guys are feeling that there is a plateau on the yield in the soybean side. So I think we're going to see just about as much corn as we did this last year. Still, even though fertilizer prices are high, I think guys are marketing well. But I do think they're going to take in account rotation a little bit more. And then also, we're seeing a lot more corn rootworms, so really planning for that.
Mexico has denied